Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, isn't that something good to know? Thank God. Isn't that good to know? I remember when I was lost and on my way to a devil's hell, and I remember, thank God, when I heard my soul's salvation. What a great thing to come to know it was. And friend, listen, you can know that today. Debbie and I are excited that you have chosen to tune in this old country preacher, this old dinosaur type preacher, so that we could share in the ministry God's called us to. Deb's got a song she's going to do. My, it's a beautiful song. I think that it is. It is a beautiful song. I believe it is. And friend, listen, I hope that it blesses you. I tremendously believe that'll bless you. The title of it is, I Found the Answer. And if you haven't found the answer, friend, I'll tell you, maybe you need to get the question. But you'll find it at an altar of prayer. That's what Debbie's going to tell you in this song. When she gets done, I'll meet you in the book of John's Gospel, chapter 9, to share the message that God has laid on my heart.
I was searching for the meaning of life. All I had was struggles and strife. Days were long, in my heart no song. Then I knelt at an altar of prayer. There I found the answer.
That is, and you know what, that song is right. Listen, if you find the answer to question, if you get the knowledge that you need, listen, glory will come down. Look in the book of John's Gospel, chapter 9. In the book of John's Gospel chapter 9. There's where I'm going to take my text verse. It's going to be verse 25, I believe it is. It is a testimony of a man who woke up one day. Thank God I'm about to get happy. It's a testimony of a man who woke up one day blind and he went to bed seeing. Thank God. Hey, there was a man that was born blind. He's unnamed. We have a record of it here in the Word of God in John chapter 9. And listen, there was a lot of question. There was a lot of people seeking knowledge about this man. The disciples actually looked at Jesus and said, "Hey, Lord, when I'm not reading, I could turn to read it and I could quote it a little bit better than what I'm doing. I'm just making it applicable to you." And I today, they said, "Hey, Lord, let me ask you something. Who sinned that this man was born blind? Did his parents sin, or was it what was it because that his parents sinned that he was born blind?" Jesus said, no, he wasn't born blind. So we can blame his parents, but he was blind. So that the glory of God might be seen. Now, if you've ever read the Word of God and you've read John chapter 9, you know what happened. Jesus met this man and Jesus met him, friend, and he made a salve out of spittle and clay, put it on his eyes, told him go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And when he did, he went and washed and he came seeing. Oh, listen, friend, those folks there in the temple, those Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, it was troubling to them because that Jesus did this on the Sabbath. They thought he had broken the Sabbath, but it was only the laws and the rules and the regulations that man has set up. I'll tell you what, those men that complained and kicked and criticized and wanted to get rid of the man that woke that morning blind and could see and his parents that had him, they wanted to kick them out of the temple area because of what Jesus did. They were more blind than what that man, that blind man that was touched by Jesus was blind. But all look, as they began to investigate, the mother and father said, "Listen, hey, he's of age. You go talk to him." And when they came to talk to that man, now listen to this, I'm about to get happy. Matter of fact, I am happy. Hallelujah. When they began to talk to him and said, "Now listen, buddy, you know this man that did this miracle on you. You know this man that did that miracle on you. You know if he was somebody that listened and paid attention to the law, then he'd have never broken the Sabbath. He must be a sinner. He must be a sinner. Give glory to God." Listen to what that blind man said. He said, listen, in verse 25, "Whether it be a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, hallelujah, now I see." Can I ask you this something today, friend? What do you know? What do you know? Do you ever have anybody to ask you that? Maybe they haven't seen you in a while. Maybe they just know you from a long time back and they're coming up to you and they say, "Hey, what do you know?" Thank God. Listen, friend, if you're saved, you can say what this blind man said. "Hey, whereas I was blind, now I see." Isn't it amazing? We're living in the day of knowledge, the age of knowledge. We're living in the age of the World Wide Web. Isn't that amazing? I mean to tell you, we've got more knowledge than ever before. We're about as ignorant as we have ever been. Isn't that sad? But that statement is so true. We do have more knowledge than we've ever had, without a doubt. We've got more knowledge, at least access to knowledge. But you know what we need? We need some wisdom. We need some wisdom. We need some people. I bless God that not only know something, but know what to do with what they know. And friend, that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today. Not a deep message, but a message I hope that will stir you. A message that That blessed God, listen, it will bring you closer to the Lord if you know Him, and bring you to Him if you do not know Him. Oh, do you know Him in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin? Do you know for sure that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know for sure, bless God, that your sins are under the blood? Or do you just have knowledge about Christ? It's not enough to know Him in your head without knowing Him in your heart. It's not enough to cry unto Him and say, Lord, Lord, according to the book of Matthew, Jesus said that there's coming a day, friend, there's coming a time when men will cry out and say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name, and in Thy name cast out devils, and in Thy name done many mighty wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I'm going to ask you where your knowledge is about Jesus. Is it just in your head, or is it in your heart? It's not just enough to know about Him, friend, but you've got to know Him personally. You've got to know Him one-on-one. You've got to be in a relationship with Him. You've got to know Him in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin. It's not enough. Oh, sir, ma'am, it is not enough to have a knowledge about this historical Jesus. Not enough to know about this man of Galilee who some said he was a prophet, who some said he was a good man. You must know Him personally. You must know Him of the free pardon and forgiveness of sin. Oh, I wish I had my preacher friend, Brother Josh Scarberry, with me today. I'd let him sing this song that I'm going to read. But it says, I know my name is there. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. My name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record, but by His blood I've the Savior crossed and placed it on His roll. Yet inward trouble often cast a shadow o'er my title, but now with full salvation blessed, praise God, it's ever clear. While others climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. I know, I know, I know, I know my name is written there. I know, I know, I know, I know my name is written there. Thank God. Do you know? You say, preacher, can you know? Jesus said in John chapter 7, verses 16, and 17, He said this. Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. If any man, now here it is, if any man, woman, boy, or girl, would do His will, he should know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. I'm going to tell you, sir, if you don't know you're saved. Hey, I'm going to tell you, ma'am, if you don't know your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, you may know the president. You may know every leader there is in Congress. You may know every world leader that has come up and down the road. You may know everyone in academia. You may know everyone on Wall Street. You may know, friend, listen, knowledge that few people have. But if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you don't know enough. Do you hear me? You say, preacher, can I know? Oh yeah, friend, we can know. Thank God we've got to know so salvation. Don't you know that? We've got to know so salvation. I'm glad Fanny Crosby, like David Cook said long time ago, I'm glad when she wrote that song, Blessed Assurance, she didn't write one and called it Blessed Hunch. Thank God, I'm glad I know. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy 1 and what is it, 13 or 18? He said, for the which cause I suffer these things, Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know, listen to this, he said, I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed unto me against that day. Hey, Paul, what do you know? Bless God, Paul would rear back and say, I know, bless God, in whom I have believed. Hey, friend, it's not enough just to believe on Christ. You've got to believe Him. That's what I began this with. You have got to possess more than a knowledge, an academic knowledge of Christ. You've got to have something more than an intellectual knowledge of Jesus. You've got to know Him one-on-one. You've got to know Him in the free pardon and forgiveness of sin. You've got to know Him as Savior. You've got to know Him as Lord. And friend, listen, you can. Do you hear me? Oh, look, we're living again in an age of knowledge. And the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians 8:1, knowledge puffeth up. How true the Bible said, that by wisdom the world knew not God. But I'll tell you what, friend, if you go to God and say, listen, I don't know much. I know a few things, but I don't know enough. I don't know as many things as I ought to and as I'd like to. But Lord, let me say this. Listen, I know that I'm lost. And I know that You came to be a Savior. And I ask You to save me right now for my sin. And sir, ma'am, if you do that, you know what? You'll get eternal life. Listen to what John 17:3 said. And this is life eternal. Oh, hallelujah. That they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Well, how can we know God, preacher? Will you know Him? By knowing Jesus Christ, because Jesus is God. But Jesus said, listen, I came to show you the Father. He said this, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. Thank God. How do you know Him? Do you know Him? If you know Christ, if you know God Almighty through Christ, then guess what? You've got eternal life. But if you don't, you don't have anything but trouble. You don't have anything but a problem. Remember, Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Are you persuaded yet? I mean to tell you, have you got persuaded yet? Thank God, listen, we can know. You know what Job said? Job said in 19 and 25, is that where it's at, 25? You know, Job was having a lot of trouble, wasn't he? I mean, he had lost 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had lost camels and mules and servants and oxen. I mean to tell you, talking about having a bad day. Oh, Job had a bad day a long time ago. And when he was left with nothing but his own integrity, when he was left with nothing but God, when he was left with nothing but pain and misery, and trouble and tears and trials. Oh, do you know what Job said? He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see Him in the latter day. I shall behold Him for myself and not another. I know that was a poor quotation of a great passage of Scripture, so let me read it. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and He shall stand upon the earth in the latter day, whom I shall behold for myself and not for another. Hey, Job, what do you know? Job said, I know something that Paul knows. Thank God. I know somebody that I put my trust in. I know somebody that can do what I can't do. I know somebody that can sustain me through this. I know somebody that can carry me not only through this, but to the other side. I know that I've got somebody that died for me. Somebody that loves me. Somebody that lives for me. I know that somebody paid a great price for me, and I'm going to see Him one day. I'll see Him for myself and not for another. Well, that brings me to another verse out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. We got to get that one, don't we? You know what? There are times in life that there are things that happen that, well, they just kind of stink, don't they? I mean to tell you, they're hard, they're difficult. But you know, even those hard and difficult times, if you're a believer in Christ working for us, that's right, friend, they're working for us. How wonderful that is. Isn't that what Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 3 and or 8 and 28? For we know that all things work together. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Oh, you take things one at a time as a believer in this life, and they can stink pretty bad. They can get pretty rough. Do you know that? But oh, if you put them all together, you put them all together and trust God. Ah, they're working together for us, not against us. They may have pain associated with them. There may be problems that are higher than our head. They may prove to be tearful and hurtful and all challenging on all different levels. But thank God, Paul said, hey, brother, sister in Christ, I was stoned and left it dead at either Lystra or Iconium. And while I was there, bless God, God told me or showed me some things in heaven that I found unlawful to utter. Oh, He said, listen, I'm telling you, friend, listen, these things aren't working against us. They are working for us. Oh, do you know what that blind man knew? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Do you know Him? Do you know Him not only as the Savior of the world, but do you know Him as your Savior? In John chapter 4, when that woman of Samaria who went to the well with a bucket to get water, left her bucket and went back home with the well, she went in town shouting, kicking up dust, glorifying God and say, hey, you all, come see a man that told me everything that I've done is not this the Christ. And you know what? There was a lot of people that believed her enough that they wanted to go see. But in verse, listen now, in verses, what is it, 41 and 2 of John, many more believed because of His Word and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of Thy saying, for we have heard Him ourselves and know that this indeed is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? Oh, I want to testify like Paul and say, I believe He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I want to testify like the man in John chapter 9 who was born blind spiritually, but all one day, thank God, I was touched by Jesus and now I see. Oh, I'm like Job that said, hey, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I shall behold Him for myself and not another. I want you to know, friend, that I know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I know this too, and I'll quit. I've got to because of time. I know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, 2 Corinthians 5, we have a building of God eternal in the heavens. Listen, sir. Listen, ma'am, what do you know? Do you know, like the song said, that your name is recorded in the book of life? Do you know that you pass from death unto life? Do you know that? Listen to what the Word of God said in 1 John. In 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. He said this in verse 13 coming up, these things have been written that ye might know that ye have eternal life. Can I ask you something, sir or ma'am? Really quick, you need to get this right. Do you know if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you know, friend, Christ as your personal Savior? Can you tell me that there was a time and a place where you bowed your head, humbled your heart, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Can you tell me, listen now, friend, whether you remember the time and the place, that for sure, without a shadow of a doubt in your mind, that you've been saved, and that if you die, you're going to heaven. That when you meet Jesus, you'll be in a place that He's gone to prepare. Or, if you can't do that, sir, if you can't do that, ma'am, can I encourage you to do something right now? I encourage you to bow your head, humble your heart if you can, or if you're driving, don't bow your head and close your eyes. Pull off the side of the road before you do that. If you're at work or if you're in some place that it's not convenient, I'm telling you, you don't even have to close your eyes. You don't even have to bow your head if you can't. But if you say in your heart, God save me, I'm a sinner, and I believe Jesus when He came into this world, He came looking for me, He came searching for me. Oh God, right now, I repent of my sin. And by faith, I receive Christ as my Savior. If you'll do that, sir, if you do that, ma'am, you know what'll happen? God will save you. Jesus, God will save you for Christ's sake. You see, Jesus died for the sinner. Jesus died for men and women just like me and you. And I'm here to tell you, the Bible tells us without question and clearly, and repetitively, actually, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you don't know, listen, if you don't know your name's there, if you don't know your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you don't know when you die you're going to heaven, oh, do something about it right now, would you? Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Why don't you deposit your soul in the safekeeping of the arms of the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world? Father, You said You'd save anybody, and everybody to call on You. I believe somebody is right now, and I'm asking for Christ's sake, for their good, for Your honor and Your glory, that You would save them. Oh God, that You would save them. It's in the precious name of Your Son, I pray. Well, folks, thanks for listening in. Pray for me. Tune in every time you can. Until the next time, God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.